This is the BBC Light Program. History for schools. Question one, how do you spell C-A-T?
Cat.
Question two, name two English queens called Elizabeth.
Jim.
Question three, what is the Goon Show's first name and give an example of?
That's a trick question, Wallace. And so here is a trick answer entitled, The Histories of Pliny the Elder.
And so in the year XL111 BC, Julius Caesar set foot on the British shore and was greeted by the natives.
Oh, hello.
Vini, vidi, vici.
Eh?
I came, I saw, I conquered.
Oh. Fine, fine. Well, I'm just going in for a dip. Give the old kippers a steam. Oh-ho!
Brutus Mariatus, seize that Briton and prepare him for a life of slavery.
Ave 6-2, Caesar. Cave! Here comes another Charlie Britannicus.
When you tramping along the high road, when you trust all upside down,
who cares?
Gad, he's up early.
He must be one of the early Britons.
Quiet, you few months centurion. Tell the men to pull the galley ashore, quickly.
I've been screaming.
Ah, good morning.
I know. I see your boat's all loaded up. Go in now, the lighthouse.
You savage English fool. This is the Imperial Julius Caesar. We are Romans. Prepare yourself for combatus.
Right, all right, all right, right, all. Ah, go on, get our lads together. Only being Sunday, they'll be in the pubs, you know.
So the Romans want to take the field against us, do they?
That's right, Britannicus. They're very keen to have a do with us, you know. And you never know. We might win.
Win? No, we mustn't. We don't want to spoil our record.
Well, what'll I tell them, then?
Well, tell them to put their goal on the edge of the cliffs. That'll give their goalie a bit of a rough time, won't it?
You don't care, do you? Right, all. Kick off 2:30, then.
Splendid, splendid.
All right, all right, buddy.
And so the Britons, in their blue world, took the field before the might of the Roman army.
Brutus Mariatus here. What kind of army is this that takes the field in blue jerseys with a ball at their feet?
Must be some kind of trickers. Look, they're forming up.
That must be their signal to attack.
Forward, men! Advance us!
I say, they're
rough. Here.
They're a rough lot, these Romans, you know.
What? What's this? Why have we stopped for?
Rough play, that's what we stopped for, I'll tell you, boy. Every time I come up the wing, your outside right swats at me with a dirty big sword.
Hey, what is all this hold-up about?
Well, it's rough play, that's what this...
And then, Jack.
Yeah. We don't all with all this javelin practice when the ball's in play. And another thing, you're only allowed 11 men on the field. I've counted 693 of yours so far.
All right, I'll send one off.
Right.
Result, Romans 900, England 3. War, stop play.
Like a mighty octopus, the legions of Rome spread across England. For 10 years, Caesar ruled with an iron hand, then with a wooden foot, and finally with a piece of string. How much of this could Britain take?
Oh, she
come to sing melodies divine to you.
Sing on, proud minstrel.
Thank you. Oh, Caesar is a noble man. A king of the greater in the hood. A gentleman every inch of him. From his feet to his head of a brown.
Mariatus, this man is a bit of a crawler. Why does he follow such a profession, Mariatus?
For money, Caesar. He tells me he wants to die rich.
And so he shall. Give him this sack of gold and then strangle him.
Yes, Caesar. I see that 10 years in Britain have not changed your imperial Roman outlook, Caesar.
True, Mariatus. All was a Roman eye.
Will you take wine?
No, thanks. I think I'll have a half of mild and a packet of crisps.
Caesar, Caesar.
Oh, it's Stomachus Crassus.
Caesar, there is an angry rabble outside. We have their leader captive.
Is he bound?
Of his health I know naught, sir.
Bring him hither, sir.
Take your hands off me. Do you want to catch something? Ah, so you're Julius Caesar, eh?
Caesar is all things to all men.
Oh, it must be hell in there. Senator, Senator. Look here, Mr. Caesar. We've just discovered why you've been here 10 years. You've conquered us.
Well?
Well, get out, I mean, get out. Or we shall ban midweek matches and midweek cigarettes as well.
Beware, Britannicus Bloodnucus. The gods are angry.
I know, I've just been hit by a rotten tomato. Oh, the bird, the bird.
Why don't you stop him, Julius Caesar?
How can I when I'm playing the part of Bloodnut?
Now, listen. Now, listen us. For this rebellion, Bloodnucus, you will be thrown to the wolves.
Not that team, no. I'm a London man, please.
Good, Britannicus. You have one alternative.
What?
You'll be freed, providing you give us 4 good men for the Colosseum Games in Rome.
Yes, I got some likely English charlies who would suit you perfectly. They were very successful at the Scottish Games.
Did they do well?
Very well. They managed to get away with their lives, you know.
Very well. Deliver those men to Caesar's royal barge at XXIXXI in a half hour tomorrow.
I'll do that. And here is the first one, Maxeltus Galbraith.
I hope he does better than that.
Thank you.
And so, some months later, a Roman slave galley drew nigh to Ostia.
In! Oh, out! Oh. In! Oh. Out! Oh. In.
Oh, make have up you your ever mo- read a gallery before, Achilles?
Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Oh, no, I've never done this before.
Faster, you dogs!
He wants our dogs to go faster.
Silence, you scum!
He wants our some scum to go silent.
Or do you want a taste of the lash?
No, thanks. I just have some cocoa.
Oh, look, they're bringing a new slave from the reserve.
Goody!
Let me go, you devils! How dare you? Take your hands off me! How dare you chain me to this horse? I shall write to the Times about this. Jim
Shut
Prince.
Up, you. It was perfectly quiet until you came along. You're not the only man chained to the oars, you know.
Now, listen to me, all of you.
All of me is listening to you.
I'm the Welsh chieftain, Caractacus Seagull. Caractacus. I, for one, will never surrender to the might of Rome. I'll fight them uphill and down, Mrs. Dale.
Wait a minute. How did I take you prisoner, then?
I was in the bath. One day a year they could catch me with my socks off.
It must have been hell in there.
What are you going to do, then, Caractacus? How can we fire through these chains?
How?
How?
Yes.
This evening I received a cake from a friend. And guess what's inside?
You mean that?
Yes. Raisins.
It wasn't me, sir. It was Harold Prott.
Just let the woman know that. All dead today. Ten pieces and draws down.
That night, the galley docked at Ostia, and the slaves were put up for auction.
All right. Now then, come on now. What am I bid for these three British-type slaves? Eglos, a lovely piece of property, claims to be sent from his father. No bids? Come on, anybody now.
Three dinars!
You fool, you're up for sale as well. There you are, a chap of the initiative. All right, then. What about this last one? A pair of genuine English knees with a hat attached called Blue Buttonless. Can tie knots, rub two sticks together, and kill his grandmother.
I'll be 10,000 dinars a fee.
Sold,
this
Lord.
This way, lad. I'll see me.
I say, this is dashed decent of you to buy us. Who are you?
Me, I do all the bookings for the Colosseum.
I've seen them. You've seen them, eh? The Colosseum. Could you get us a couple of tickets?
You won't need any.
Oh. What's on?
You are.
Am I?
Yeah, tonight.
Better get the old Hobson's Choice going, hadn't I? We keep a welcome in. I've done the palladium, you know.
I've got a lovely voice.
In the hillside. Me. Oh.
Lovely. Now try shouting help. That'll come in very useful.
Right, now you wait in here, boys. I'll tell you when it's your turn to go on. It'll be all right.
I say, what a wonderful agent that fellow is. My first night in Rome and I've got a booking already. Oh, no. Let's have a look at the program.
Oh, that's a good program.
Yeah.
What is that type of the bill?
Oh, it's got a lovely opening act. Let me see now. Captive East Finchley Boy Scout will fight four starving lions.
Ah. I do not like this lion game.
All right, baby.
Let me out of here.
You coward, Blue Wattle, featured like a man.
Yes. Well, look at the encore there. Caractacus Segan will be strangled by a gorilla.
Shut up. It was perfectly quiet till you came along.
It's not hard for you. You're a sailor and sailors don't care. No, don't panic, everybody. I've got a plan. We'll overpower the guards.
Yes.
Right, I'll take my boots off.
Good! Now, we'll get the keys and make our way down to the Tiber.
What's the Tiber?
Abbas Diner.
That's what they want?
I don't wish to do this. Please!
I say, look here. I say.
Can leave the prison.
Hello, boys and girls.
Here comes the guard now. Take that! Oh, right, Manfred!
Dear listeners, I thought you would like to know that the groan of pain you heard just now was not done by a Roman soldier, but by me. And I thought I did it jolly well. I'm sure you all feel the better for knowing that. Thank you. And now, Ray Ellingbaum.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You naughty girl, you. You made me sigh for. I didn't wanna tell you. I didn't wanna tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Give me, give me, give me. Ooh, what I cry for. You know you've got the brand of kisses I will die for. You know you made me love you. This can be love because I feel so well. No sorrows, no sorrows, no sighs. No, this can be love because I get a dizzy spell. My heart is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still just to hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. This can be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. I can't believe it. This can be love because I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still just to hear it beat. This is too sweet to be loved. This must be love because I love to lie in your arms. I used to have to come and walk all the time. Now I'm feeling mighty fine. Yes, sir. This is love. Yeah. Oh. Merci, madame.
Through the catacombs, our heroes managed to reach the great water pipe that runs under the Via Appia, known, of course, in the army as the famous Appia Pipe.
All right, lads. I think we are safe now.
Oh, wait a minute. Look, there's a manhole cover right above us.
Shine the beam of this candle on it.
Right.
I'll push it off. Eccles, stand on my shoulders and pull me up.
Okay. I'd like to see him do this on television.
Shall I put the manhole cover back now? Otherwise, if it rains, the hole will get wet.
No. Leave it open. We don't want to lose the place. Shh. Behind those bushes. Someone's coming. Quick.
Look out.
Hey, Alexander. What the...
Little Jim! Thank you again.
Yes.
Oh, help me, oh.
Grab my hand, foot, ear, nose, and teeth. Up!
Oh, I didn't see that hole, you know. You don't see them on the corners, you know.
Are you a Roman?
No, making the gloaming, are you? My name's Hannibal. You seen any elephants running down the road?
Elephants? You must be General Hannibal of Carthage.
No, mate, I'm William Hannibal. I look short of the elephants of the Colosseum there. I'm a Battersea slave, mate, there.
How'll you get captured?
Oh, yes, a lovely little boy. Yeah, well, it was my Saturday off, you see, and I was taking the dog for a ball. And this Roman fella come up and said, take your hat off, see, like that. And I does. And he said, that's a nasty lump on your bunch. And I said, where? And he said, there. And pointed it out with a dirty great club. When I come to, I feel me nut, and he was right. There was a dirty big lump on it, but it was too late by then. You see, I was carrying buckets for the elephants at the Colosseum.
But we are English-type slaves, too. Would you care to join us?
Why? Are you coming apart?
What's the year?
49 B.C.
That proves how old that gag is. That proves how old that gag is.
Yeah.
That proves how old that gag is.
Yeah. I'm coming to look at a white paper now. That proves how old you are, too. Ha, ha, ha.
Now you can put the lid on.
I tell you what, mate. A lot of our lads joined an escaped gladiola called Spartacus from Portugal. He comes only from Portugal, Spartacus, you know.
Where is he?
He's hiding in the hole at the top of Vesemruvarus.
Let's do him! I am Caractica Seagull. I come from Wales.
I can see you don't come from sardines, Jim.
Nothing. Thank you. Hooray! Hooray!
I'll take you to Spartacus the Gladiola. Follow me. I'll knock.
Oh! Oh, just a minute ago. Oh, don't come in, please. I'm just changing my knees. Oh! Right, right. Now.
Britannicus Bloodluckus, how did you get to Italy?
Ask the writers, I have no idea.
No idea.
Yes.
You are Spartacus?
Yes, I was forced to change my name, you see. I fell out with Caesar.
You fell out with Caesar?
Yes, sir.
How did that happen?
We were in a chariot and we hit a bump in the road. It went, oh.
It was me.
Come now.
It went, oh.
Come now. I want the truth and nothing but the truth.
Well, the truth is, how can I put it? You know that saying, Caesar's wife is above suspicion.
Yes?
Well, I put an end to all that rubbish. Oh. What a little beauty. Oh.
Are we safe here?
Are we safe?
My dear lad, we are actually inside the crater over an extinct volcano.
Thank heaven! Safe at last! I say, chaps! What? Hey, look! Oh. Look! Look! Oh.
Next week, History for Schools tells the story of the last days of Pompeii.
Well, is that the lot for the old series there, Walt?
Yep.
Right, round of up for the old brandy there.
That was the last of the present series of The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan, with the Ray Ellington Quartet, Max Geldray and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wallace Greenslade. Bobby Jay has been on the mixing panel. And the special effects were supplied by Ian Cook and Ron Bilshay. The production was by Pat Dixon.